The following content is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Out in the Garden. For the next half hour, enjoy articles to help you improve your green thumb. And now, here's NCRS volunteer Cindy Fowler.
And we'll start with the Raleigh News and Observer. This article is titled, Grow Salad in a Pot. These are our salad days. Plant a living salad bowl chock full of ruffled lettuce, tender arugula, and other delicious greens, and you'll be able to pick a healthy harvest for the dinner table for months. Lettuce is easy to grow in pots, and a bowl full of lettuce plants is pretty enough for the front porch. Salad greens of all kinds flourish in unpredictable spring and early summer temperatures without special care. Half a dozen plants in a pot, or more because they don't mind being crowded, will produce salad greens all through the spring. If you plant edible flowers, such as violas, pansies, or pinks among the lettuce plants, you'll enjoy a spot of color both in the container and in the salads you put on the table. It's fun to grow garden crops from seed, but to get your salad pots off to a fast start, plant transplants, available in 6-packs at garden shops. Look for healthy, bright green plants that stand up strong and tall in their little cells of soil. Some lettuces, such as red leaf and red romaine, are either all red or tipped with red. They add color and contrast to the planting. Plant them side by side with green lettuces, and they'll look appetizing just growing together. The fancy, frilly leaves of arugula, mizuna, kale, or mustard greens will contribute interesting textures to your planting and add spice to your salads. Any container with drainage holes will make a fine vessel for your living salad, but a large bowl, wider than tall, is an especially good choice. Lettuce plants will only be growing for a couple of months until they turn bitter in hot summer temperatures, so you do not need a deep planter. A bowl about 12 inches across, sometimes called a color bowl at garden shops, is a good size to start with. It will hold about 8 small plants. A larger bowl, 18 inches across, will look more impressive. It will hold about 15 plants. Buy a fresh bag of potting soil and fill the container to the rim. Potting soil is lightweight and drains well. Most potting soils today include a slow-release fertilizer, so there's no need to add more. Take the plants out of their cell packs and arrange them on top of the potting soil in the bowl. Normally, you would plant the tallest plants in the center or at the back of a flower pot, but lettuce plants all grow to about the same height, so arrange the planting however you like to take advantage of their leaf shapes, colors, and textures. A pretty design might have green lettuce plants around the outside of the container, with a flourish of red leaf lettuces in the center and a couple of pansies or viola for color. If you're growing romaine, set these compact plants in the center of the dish and arrange ruffled leaf lettuces around the sides like a frilly petticoat. You can experiment with the design, trying different kinds of lettuces or adding more flowers until you're happy with the way it looks. Now loosen the roots of each plant with your fingers and tuck them into the potting soil with the crown of the plant at soil level. Firm the soil in around each plant as you go. Potting soil tends to settle a bit even as you're planting, so you may need to add more as you work. Just make sure the plants are not too deep in the pot. Now, water well to moisten the potting soil and to settle the plants in. Don't worry if the splashing water pushes the plants over slightly. They'll stand up again within a few hours. If some of the leaves are a bit floppy, snip them off with scissors for your first salad. After the pot has drained thoroughly, move it to the porch, a patio, or a bright spot near the kitchen door. Sunshine is the only requirement. If you plant several pots, let them march up the front stairs. Salad pots also look great on a patio table or on a garden wall. Try raising them up by putting the pots on upside-down flower pots and chimney flue tiles or a stack of inexpensive concrete pavers. Within a few days, you will be able to pick your first real harvest. Trim the leaves from the outsides of the plants with sharp shears, and the plants will continue to produce new leaves from the center. Trimming actually encourages growth. So picking a few leaves every day or so will make your salad garden even more productive. Water the pot when the soil feels dry. Poke a finger a couple of inches into the potting soil. From just one pot, you can count on harvesting fresh-picked salad greens for at least 2 months. It's a nice trick, a treat for your table, and a feast for your eyes. Sources: lettuce and other spring greens, arugula, mizuna, kale, and mustard are available in 6-packs at garden shops in the spring. Bonnie Plant is a good source, with half a dozen or more different lettuces and greens. They're widely available. For a retailer in your area, visit bonnieplants.com. And from the Piedmont Extension Gardener from NC State, pest alert, molds are always on the move. It's important to determine that a mole is responsible for the damage to your yard before deciding on the best control option. The most common signs that a mole is in your yard are tunnels that are pushed up and dome-shaped. There may also be small mounds that are 2 to 12 inches high. Moles are 5 to 8 inches long with very short tails, pointed noses, and short front legs that are paddle-shaped. This shape allows a mole to swim through soil. A mole's eyes and ears are not visible. Moles are not rodents, but are classified as insectivores, meaning their diet consists primarily of insects. About 80 to 90% of their diet, however, is composed of earthworms. The remaining portion is from insect larvae, grubs, and insects such as ants. Many gardeners consider moles an asset in the landscape, as moles loosen the soil and feed on garden pests. Moles do not eat plant material, but may damage roots while moving through the soil. Moles are always on the move, rarely staying in one yard for an extended time. Their natural predators include snakes, foxes, coyotes, weasels, and birds of prey. Creating beneficial habitats for these predators can dramatically decrease the mole population. You can work on habitat creation with the National Wildlife Federation and other conservation organizations. 3 types of moles occur in North Carolina: eastern, hairy-tailed, and star-nosed. Both the eastern and hairy-tailed moles are classified as pests, but the star-nosed is listed as a species of concern here, so a permit to trap is required from the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. For more information on moles, you would need to see the Extension Gardener Handbook. And now from HGTV's Weekend Gardener e-newsletter. Old Favorite Flowers with a New Twist to Grow for 2018 by Lynn Coulter. Dress up your garden with familiar flowers in fun new colors and forms. Zinnia, Queen Lime with Blotch. New colors in zinnias are few and far between, even though the plants have been growing in American gardens since the 1860s. Queen Lime with Blotch is an exciting twist on this old-fashioned favorite. A packet of seeds yields double and semi-double flowers, along with a few singles. You may find this zinnia sold as Queen Lime with Blush. Phlox Pop Stars Red. Pop Stars Red Phlox is a garden rock star. This new variety is very different from the Drummond's Phlox most gardeners know. Developed in England and popular across Europe, it is now available in the U.S. In most climates, the jagged, cerise red and white flowers open from early to late summer. Popstars Red has a dwarf growth habit, so it is ideal for containers or mixed beds. Quince Double Take Peach. Flowering quince opens blossoms in very early spring, often before leaves appear on branches. It's a classic for forcing and is usually ready to go by mid-February in most zones that receive snow in winter. Flowering quince is traditionally a thorny plant, but double-take types offer stems without thorns and a carefree, low-maintenance personality. This is a drought and heat-tolerant shrub. Cosmos Cupcakes Mix. Think of the fluted liners for cupcake pans, and you'll understand how Cupcakes Cosmos got their name. A packet of mixed seeds produces creamy white, lavender, and pink doubled flowers. These pretty plants open their blooms, which have fused petals, until frost. Pollinators like bees and butterflies often visit them. Tulip Rainbow Parrot. Tulips are grouped into divisions, including single, double, fringed types, and more. Rainbow Parrot is a spectacular addition to the parrot division, a group with ruffled, curled, fringed, or feathered petals. These novel flowers open in rare, rainbow-like shades of purple, red, yellow, green, orange, and blue. Order the bulbs early and plant in the fall. Quantities are limited. Echinacea purpurea, Green Twister. True to its name, Green Twister is a lime green cone flower with a purple magenta center. This variation on a garden favorite doesn't just have unique colors, it also has an unusual form. While most coneflower petals curve backward, these petals stand out almost straight or curve slightly forward. The flowers are magnets for butterflies. Petunia Headliner Pink Sky. Put a little drama in your garden beds or containers with Headliner Pink Sky. This petunia's rose pink petals are splashed with white, like its fluorescent purple cousin, Headliner Night Sky. Give your petunias plenty of sun. This variety flowers early and reblooms into autumn. Baptista Pink Lemonade, also called False or wild indigo, Baptistas are perennials. The pretty plants resist deer, and once they're established, they can tolerate heat, drought, and humidity. Decadence Deluxe Pink Lemonade is an easy care variety with flowers that start out soft yellow and age to dusty raspberry pink and purple. Butterflies adore it. Thunbergia Tangerine Slice Appeal. You may know Thunbergias as black-eyed Susans. These vines, which are hardy in USDA zones 10 through 11, will climb a trellis or trail from a hanging basket and bloom till frost. Tangerine Slice Appeal is a bicolored beauty with slices or pinwheels of red and orange on the petals. It's lovely when combined with blues and purples, like blue salvias or purplish butterfly bushes. And Sunflower, Sunfill Green. Have you ever looked at the back of a sunflower? An American breeder's new variety, Sunfill Green, mimics the attractive reverse of some sunflower heads. Along with Sunfill Purple, these varieties have ornamental sepals, the plant parts that usually protect the bud and stay attached after it opens. Grow them for their exotic looks in garden beds or for bouquets. And from the Triangle Gardener magazine, 4 garden trends you can use now. Beyond popular colors and new plant varieties, big picture themes are another way to change up your garden. Here are 4 trends to help you do this from our friends at American Meadows. 1. Containers. With populations set to rise in cities over the next 30 years and homes already being built smaller, more and more people will choose to do their gardening in containers. 2. Privacy. If you spend your time staring at a monitor, sitting in traffic, and trying to escape the sounds of the city, then surround yourself in a private plant retreat at home. Use tall, vining plants, foliage-heavy varieties, and a sprinkling of your favorite flowers to block out annoying noise and eyesores. 3. Pollinators. Once butterfly weed was announced as a plant of the year, gardeners everywhere joined together to grow these showy native perennials in a cooperative attempt to help the struggling monarch population. It was the beginning of a beautiful movement. 4. Ground covers. Whether it's to save time, money, and resources by mowing and watering less, or to remedy annoying landscape problems, planting ground covers has become a smart trend. Find a foliage and flower combo that you like and let it spread. And back to the Piedmont Extension Gardener from Extension Showcase. The Arboretum and Gardens at Tanglewood Park. When pondering new additions to your garden, one of the best ways to get inspired and make informed plant selections is to visit other gardens, public or private, and see what's growing there. In Forsyth County, the Arboretum and Gardens at Tanglewood Park showcases plants that grow in the North Carolina Piedmont. The Arboretum is managed by the Forsyth County Extension Center in partnership with Forsyth County Parks and Recreation and Extension Master Gardener Volunteers. The Arboretum is maintained in large part by Extension Master Gardener Volunteers who dedicate over 4,000 volunteer hours a year. The Arboretum is open to the public during the normal operating hours of Tanglewood Park, a Forsyth County park located in Clemens. Spring is a great time to see spring ephemerals blooming in the wildflower garden, or to catch a stunning display of magnolia flowers in the main entrance area. For more information about the Arboretum and the educational programs offered there can be found at go.ncsu.edu/arb@tanglewood or forsyth.cc/CES. And now from Jerry Baker's Terrific Garden Tonics. Here's an all-season cleanup tonic. This is the one tonic that you absolutely need to use religiously throughout the growing season. The shampoo cleans the plants and helps the other ingredients stick better. The mouthwash kills bad bacteria and discourages insects. And the tobacco tea contains nicotine, which does a double whammy on those pesky pests. Ingredients: 1 cup of baby shampoo, 1 cup of antiseptic mouthwash, and 1 cup of tobacco tea. To make tobacco tea, place half a handful of chewing tobacco in an old nylon stocking and soak it in a gallon of hot water until the mixture is dark brown. Instructions: mix these ingredients in a 20-gallon hose-in sprayer and give everything in your yard a good shower in the early evening every 2 weeks throughout the growing season. You'll have the healthiest flowers in town. Guaranteed! And build your beds with annuals. Here's a terrific tip I learned from Grandma Putt. If you've got crummy soil, don't sweat it. Let annuals do the work for you. First, dig a 1-inch layer of compost into the soil as best you can the first spring. Then plant your annuals. Dig some more compost into the soil that fall when you put the garden to bed for the winter. Repeat the following season. By the end of the second year, the combination of digging, compost, and annual roots will leave you with loose, rich soil that's just perfect for perennials and a terrific time savers. Psst! Want to know the absolutely easiest way to get rid of any plant pest pronto? Simply pinch or prune off the branches or leaves where the buggers are hanging out. Drop the infested plant parts in a plastic grocery bag, tie it up, and throw it away. And now, Baker's Best Rose Chow. Roses are the hardest working flowering plants in your garden. These beauties bloom only for the sake of showing off as much as they can for as long as they can. When you follow this simple feeding routine, your roses will have everything they need to keep those blooms coming on strong. Ingredients: 4 cups of bone meal, 1 cup of 5-10-5 plant food, and 1 cup of Epsom salts. Instructions: mix these ingredients in a bucket and then give each bush 1 heaping tablespoon in mid to late spring, or work in 4 pounds per 100 square feet of rose bed. And then you can follow up with rose ambrosia to really energize this dry mix. And rose ambrosia: 1 cup beer, 2 teaspoon of instant tea granules, 1 teaspoon of 5-10-5 plant food, 1 teaspoon of fish emulsion, 1 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide, 1 teaspoon of dishwashing liquid, and 2 gallons of warm water. Mix these ingredients in a bucket or watering can, then water each plant with 1 pint of the solution in the morning every 3 weeks. It'll keep those beautiful blooms coming, guaranteed. 1001 hints and tips for your garden, with things to do in May. For trees and shrubs, prune suckers that sprout from the base of newly planted Japanese magnolias and other trees. Apply granular fertilizer to crepe myrtles and other blooming shrubs to encourage extra flowers, and spray with insecticidal soap as needed to control whiteflies and black sooty mold. For annuals, as winter plantings are replaced, add organic matter, lime, and fertilizer as needed. Direct seed annuals that require warm soil, such as zinnias. Weed, water, and fertilize as needed. Watch for signs of pests and diseases. Cut flowers early in the morning for longer-lasting arrangements. And apply summer mulch to beds. For perennials and bulbs, apply summer mulch to conserve soil moisture as hot weather arrives. Weed, water, and fertilize as needed. Deadhead or cut back perennials after flowering to promote plant vigor and rebloom. Deadhead spent bulb plant blooms to prevent seed formation. Watch for signs of pests and disease. For your roses, apply granular complete fertilizer to encourage extra flowers. Watch for mildew, rust, and aphids, and spray as needed. Water weekly and deeply in dry weather, applying 1 inch of water. Spread organic mulch, such as shredded bark or pine straw. Continue spraying for black spot and powdery mildew. Above 85 degrees Fahrenheit, dilute fungicidal sprays by 1/3 to avoid burning the foliage. For vegetables and herbs, now is the last chance to plant hot weather vegetables like okra, black-eyed peas, and sweet potatoes. Plant hot weather herbs like basil and rosemary. Watch for spider mites, squash vine borers, and stink bugs. Water thoroughly using a low-volume irrigation system. Soak soil 8 to 12 inches deep and do not water again until plants show slight signs of wilting. For tomatoes, watch for spider mites and blossom end rot. Pick off any leaf-footed stink bugs or apply a recommended insecticide. Fool birds with red Christmas tree balls. One peck at the decoys and they'll leave the real tomatoes alone for a while. Harvest fruit as soon as it turns pink and ripen it fully indoors. For lawns, fertilize lightly if lawn has lost some color and isn't growing well. Dethatch Bermuda grass lawns. Start Bermuda grass lawns from seed if night temperatures are above 65 degrees. Watch for fungus diseases such as anthracnose, brown patch, dollar spot, helminthosporin, necrotic ring spot, and red thread. Watch for insect damage and apply post-emergent herbicides to control weeds in Bermuda grass. For patio and container plants, monitor plants daily for water needs and pest control. Fill in gaps with tropical plants that have colorful foliage for a low-maintenance summer replacement.
That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to Out in the Garden on the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Out in the Garden is available as a podcast by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.